In Boston, the two pillars of the city's Catholic community sit across the street from one another. The Boston Archdiocese is on one side of Commonwealth Avenue. Boston College, founded by the Jesuits in 1863, sits on the other side. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, in some ways the two are miles apart.
They were born as close cousins and have lived for years as close neighbors, but close friends they are not. The Boston Archdiocese has long resented Boston College for not being Catholic enough and for being something of a breeding ground for dissent. Since the scandal, the feelings have only gotten worse.
Good evening. I'm delighted to welcome all of you to Boston College and to this opening event, From Crisis to Renewal, The Task Ahead.
Last month, BC kicked off a two-year series of lectures and workshops on how the church got into this mess and how it can get out. At the same time, BC professors are constantly quoted in the papers on everything from why the cardinal should resign to why the church needs to loosen laws on celibacy. It's all exacerbating the view from across the street that the Catholic University is not being the team player it should be.
It is a source of tension. In fairness, there's resentment on both sides.
Chris Coyne is a spokesman for the Boston Archdiocese. Like many on his side of Commonwealth Avenue, he sees BC's new program as skewed against the church.
I see a lot of people and speakers who I would see as very liberal, pushing the envelope type people. I do not see a lot of speakers who would tend to put forward the more conservative, even the more moderate church position.
Coyne says BC ought to be more focused on reaching out to alienated Catholics than, for example, on the church's political structure. But to folks at BC, that kind of comment just goes to show how out of touch the archdiocese really is.
I think in his tenure as cardinal here, Cardinal Law has not understood the basic nature of a university.
Stephen Pope is chairman of the Department of Theology at Boston College. He says BC and Cardinal Law have very different expectations of what BC is supposed to be teaching.
The cardinal comes from a place where theology is defending the teachings of the church, and that the model of education is that of indoctrination. But on the university campus, we're not trying to give people faith. We're trying to help them think intelligently about the faith that they have and they're committed to.
But on this leafy green campus, centered literally around a Catholic church, that can be a fine line for BC to walk, to be true to its Catholic tradition while at the same time being true to academic principles of free inquiry and open debate. It may be even more of a struggle here at BC than at Notre Dame or Georgetown, for example, because BC lives literally in the shadow of its archbishop and it is so close to the eye of the scandal.
Look around you. Your palace, your cathedral. Jesus doesn't live there anymore.
The angry protesters Jesus carrying bullhorns and picket signs in front of the cardinal's residence have become part of the campus landscape, and many students and faculty have joined the chorus of dissent. Even more irksome to the archdiocese is the not-so-quiet buzz going around that BC would love to buy up any property that the beleaguered church is forced to sell. Students, as well as faculty, like Stephen Pope, have publicly coveted the church's 70 or so acres of land.
It looks like a golf course from here, the vast expanse of seminary grounds. And the students need the room.
Every time BC lets it be known that it would pay good money for church property, the university is putting more pressure on the archdiocese that claims to be too broke to compensate victims.
The positive way to put it is to say that perhaps Boston College's financial resources can help the archdiocese meet its obligations to victims. And perhaps BC could make it possible for the archdiocese to provide a more just settlement in the future.
But the very suggestion sends church officials over the top. Many in the archdiocese say even if the church did plan to sell, they'd rather sell to anyone but BC. As one priest close to Cardinal Law put it, they are not our friends. But from the BC side of the street, the church is taking things too personally. Tom O'Neill, a prominent Boston consultant, is a BC trustee and used to be a close advisor to Cardinal Law. But now the two don't speak.
I really believe that he so personalized the attack that I think anybody that does anything now, which comes across as a wee bit critical, I think is resented. But that's their problem and their fault. And this is about the future of the Catholic Church in this country. Come on, it's bigger than any one person's reign in Boston. And they're crazy if they're missing the point that this, as a university, should open this up for absolute discussion and debate.
Indeed, a large part of BC's forum on the Church in the 21st century will focus on how the Catholic Church can better handle differences of opinion, including those that come from within the family. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.